Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I have a choice to be one who unifies or one who divides. Jude 1:19 says, "These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them." Those who cause divisions are those whom Satan is using to maximize his efforts. In fact, in many cases, there are so many divisions in the body of Christ that we cannot even recognize the body. One of the unique features of Christianity is unity in diversity. What we have really turned that into is unity in non-diversity, which isn't really anything special at all. For example, if I surround myself with people who think like me, act like me, and have the same desires as me, and talk of how unified we are, I am talking of no great or unusual thing. If, however, I can describe a unity that comes from those around me that are different thoughts, different ideas, and personalities, that's quite an achievement. I think that there are far too many churches in the world. We tend to create new churches and fill them with like-minded people and then brag of our unity, when in reality, it is disunity that has caused our church to exist in the first place. Within the church, there is always a structure. With the new emphasis on self, our churches have become increasingly democratic in style, leading to endless discussions and opportunities to divide. Majority rule has become the litmus test for the will of God, and politics has overrun true leadership. What we have is churches that, if they are not divided today, will be tomorrow, for the system promotes division instead of unity. It is not as if the church is being divided over doctrinal issues. Instead, the church is being divided over petty matters like the use or kind of music, the budget, how so-and-so was treated, whether the pastor is pastoral enough, and so on and so forth. The bottom line throughout Scripture remains that those who are willing to divide the true body are not of God. This does not mean that we don't hold true to doctrine, for indeed we must. If the church is divided because of a stand we take on what is right, so be it. That's God's problem, and He's capable of dealing with it. If we divide the church based on anything else, then we must be ready to answer to God for whatever power and influence we had to destroy rather than build up. When I was younger, my father told me that I should know the difference between principles and methods, and realize that principles cannot be compromised where methods should be challenged continually. Are you a uniter or a divider? Do you know what is worth fighting for and what should be challenged? Are you living in the truth? Are you being deceived? This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org, meeting here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.